Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 108, beginning at verse 1. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia I will triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Verses 1 through 13, all of Psalm 108. Father, thank you once again for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. We thank you, Lord, for this first day of Share-a-thon. And thank you, Father, for all of our listeners and their listening family. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity time and time again that we have daily in our lives to give you thanks, praise, glory, and honor, Father, just like in the book of Psalms and the wonderful book of Psalms that ushers us into worship continually. Help us more and more to live a lifestyle of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. Father, you run our cups over in so many ways every day. Help us to live continually with an attitude of gratitude, thanks, praise, and worship to you. Thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the chance to know you, to walk with you, to serve you each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to take time to pray a word of prayer with us on this first day of our Share-a-thon as well.
God, we're thankful that we can come to you and ask for your provision during this Share-a-thon and expect to live in great expectations, Father, of what you're going to do. And we're thankful that each of our listeners can do the same, Father, that they can come to you through the blood of Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary's cross. They can come to you and ask for your provision, ask for your help. God, we pray for our listeners, so many people hurting these days because of the coronavirus and all the other evil things going on in the world. We pray for our listening family that you would draw near to them, that they would feel your presence, and that they would cling to you, that they would learn more and more to depend on you, to rest in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. And again, as has been mentioned, today is our first day of our spring Share-a-thon. And thank you for choosing to be a part of our listening family today. Our theme is Bring an Awakening. And our theme scripture comes from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, verse 11, that tells us, do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep. For our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Romans 13, 11. Again, the theme is Bring an Awakening. And that scripture, again, is Romans chapter 13, verse 11. We ask that you'd please pray with us and be with us as best you can during our spring Share-a-thon. And the number to call if you'd like to join in and to help us to continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association, the number to call in and make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 877-616-2396. Hope that you can join in and be a part of our spring share-a-thon. Today we're looking specifically at the topic of lessons on prayer from the book of Genesis. Again, lessons on prayer from the book of Genesis. And we begin looking specifically in Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoke to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him, and he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Verses 1 through 9, Genesis chapter 12. Again, we're looking at the topic today of lessons on prayer from the book of Genesis. And once again, we want to continue to remind you that we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. And again, if you'd like to call in to make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association, the number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Now, again, keep in mind, the book of Genesis, of course, is the first book of the Bible. It's the first of the 66 books of the Bible. And Genesis is the book that God uses, of course, to introduce us not only to his word, but to introduce us to ourselves, to his creation, and to life. Remember, the Bible is a guidebook for all of life, and so there are critically important lessons and wisdom to be found throughout the Word of God. So Genesis is the book of beginnings, and it's the introductory book God gives us in introducing the whole of the Word of God. And so here, as we look in Genesis chapter 12, remember, the book of Genesis has four key events and four key characters or four key individuals. The four events are creation, fall, flood, and the scattering of nations. Again, the creation, the fall, the scattering of nations, and the creation, the fall, the flood, and the scattering of nations. And so the four key characters are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. So those events and those four characters can help you sort of sum up the message overall of the book of Genesis. But again, the whole book of Genesis is the book of beginnings. So specifically, we're looking at prayer lessons that can be drawn from this powerful and important book. Genesis chapter 12 sort of further introduces us to the individual named Abraham, who's known as the father of faith in the Word of God. But amongst other things, Abraham is also a man of prayer. And remember this, prayer is both listening to God, and it's talking to God. Now, generally, very often we think of prayer as talking to God, and it certainly is that. But prayer is so much more than most any and all of us grasp. And so prayer is certainly talking to God, but it's also listening to God. So even as the chapter opens up, it opens up as Abraham is listening to God. So you might say, you mean Abraham was praying at the beginning of the chapter? Well, in the truest sense of the word, yes. Because remember, prayer is both listening to God and talking to God. And remember this, God talks to all of his children every day. And so it's important for us to be in a listening mode. Now, certainly and obviously, one of the great ways to hear from God, of course, is by reading his word. Do you want to hear from God today? Do you want to hear from heaven today? Spend time in the word of God. All the time you spend reading your Bible, you're spending time listening to God, you're hearing from heaven. So do you want to hear from heaven today? Read your Bible. Listen to what God has to say. And notice what God says to Abram. Get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So this is God's word to Abram. And of course, at this time, his name is Abram. Before, a little later in the book of Genesis, God changes his name to Abraham. Abram means exalted father. But Abraham means father of many nations. And so as he starts out, God is talking to Abram. So again, if you ask the question, is Abram in a prayer mode? Yes, he is. Remember, we're to actually live in a prayer mode all the time. God's word actually tells us pray without ceasing. So we're wise to trust God to help us to be in a listening mode all the time. Because remember this, God talks to all of his children every day. But sometimes we don't realize it's God. Sometimes we think it's not God when we hear from heaven. Now, remember, often the Holy Spirit speaks to us by just basically what you might think are just passing thoughts in your mind. But the reality is many of those thoughts are the Spirit of God speaking to you. Now, not all of them, because some of those thoughts are from the devil. They're from Satan. They're from the kingdom of darkness. So don't make the mistake of thinking in this world that every thought you have is from the Lord. But many of them are the whispers of the Holy Spirit. So one of the reasons why reading and meditating on God's word is so important is because, remember, both when you're reading God's word, you are hearing from God. So yes, your time in God's word is a time of prayer. You're hearing from the God of heaven. But also keep in mind, we're to not only be in a listening mode, we're to be in a discerning mode as well, because remember, all of your thoughts are not from the Lord. So many of them will be from the Spirit of God, but we have to be discerning enough to know when it's the Lord and when it's not. Once again, the number to call in if you'd like to be a part of our spring share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. So keep in mind, every day is a day for us to be both talking to God and listening to God. And you know, you and I are wise to actually keep a small notebook with you to where you record the thoughts that go through your mind. And you keep in mind, sometimes the devil may want you to try to mislead you in this regard. And sometimes we ourselves can worry about, was that really, really the Lord? Well, keep in mind, if you have thoughts that flow through your mind that you think are God, write them down, because it's good to go back and say, Lord, was this really you? Because, you know, God doesn't mind responding a second time in time and time again. But remember, it's wise to record them, because some thoughts God may repeat many, many times. But from time to time, God may say some things to us once. And if you recorded it, you can go back and ask him and talk to him further about it. But some things that if we miss it and we don't remember to go back and talk to God further about it, we may have missed something that really could be very important. So recording our thoughts is very, very important. Once again, the number to call in and be a part of our spring share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity for us to live in a prayer mode. Thank you for the example we have in Father Abraham, the father of faith found in your word, who, after coming to the promised land, built an altar immediately, thus making provision for a life of praise, prayer, worshiping you, seeking you, seeking your face, seeking to listen to you, seeking to talk to you, seeking to draw closer to you. Father, help us to grow in our understanding of the need for us to make our prayer life the priority that it needs to be in our life. Thank you for the opportunity to live in an intimate walk with you each and every day as we live a life of prayer. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. The number to call once again is 1-877-616-2396 to be a part of our spring share-a-thon. We'll be right back.
You have captured my heart, consumed my heart with your love. You have captured my heart, consume my heart with your love. You have captured,
you have captured my heart,
consume,
consume my heart with your love.
Say it like you mean it. Tiptoe, say you have captured.
You have captured
my heart.
My heart
holds you.
My heart.
My heart
with your love.
One more time, say
you have captured my heart. Holds you. My heart.
My name is Trish, and I'm calling from Virginia. I started listening to AFR in 2013. I am a victim of Planned Parenthood two times. I'm 58 years old, and Mike Huckabee's message about abortion being murder changed my life, my daughter's life, forever. I cannot explain the impact that AFR has had on my life, and it trickles down to my daughter, my grandchildren, people in general. I always had stayed a Democrat so that no man could tell me what to do with my body, because Republicans were always trying to be anti-abortion, and I was defending myself and my past. Well, Mike Huckabee opened up my eyes speaking on your station, and I went to my daughter and confessed, and we have been Republicans and pro-life ever since.
Hello, I'm George from Texas, and I've been listening to AFR for now for about 3.5 years. I don't listen to radio. I don't like it, but I'm in a truck a lot of times, and my ways of thinking politically and spiritually have been changed drastically. I must fight more than anything, and to becoming a better warrior. And fighting for the unborn. I've always believed in pro-life, but with AFR's help and God's grace, I have to become a warrior for pro-life, and it's helped immensely in my life. Thank you, AFR.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. This is day one of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme is Bring an Awakening. And our scripture is found in Romans chapter 13, verse 11. It says, "Do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency, for our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ." Again, Romans chapter 13, verse 11. The theme, once again, bring an awakening. Thanks for being a part of our spring share-a-thon. And in listening to those powerful listener testimonies, it's a reminder of that we here at American Family Association, the American Family Association and American Family Radio, we have the privilege of simply being a vessel through which God can reach and make disciples, to help believers to become not only believers, help persons to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and to become believers, but also to help them to become disciples, believers who are hearing God's word and living it, believers who are becoming more and more effective ambassadors for the kingdom of God. The Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, it tells us to go into all the world and make disciples. And by God's grace, we have the privilege All of us have the privilege of being vessels through which God can reach to do just that, to help believers to become more effective and faithful followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what a privilege, what a blessing, what an honor it is for us to be a vessel through which God can reach and do that work in the lives of listeners. So as you come alongside AFA and help us in your prayers and in your financial gifts as well, you help us to do this important work of helping to make disciples. So once again, if you'd like to call in and to make a pledge to help us to continue the mission and the work of the American Family Association, you can simply call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We hope that you will call in and be a part of our spring share-a-thon. Today, we're looking at the topic of lessons on prayer from the book of Genesis, and we've been looking in Romans chapter 12 and looking at chapters 12 and 13 at the life of Abram. Notice what it says in chapter 12, specifically verse 8 says this, verses 8 and 9, and he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Keep in mind, every one of us, our life is a journey. It's just that it's a journey. But keep in mind, God calls us as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ to be believers who live a life filled with prayer. The Word of God tells us, pray without ceasing. And we need the Holy Spirit to teach us and help us to do that. But prayer is to be a priority in the life of every single believer. So notice then this again, once again, in Genesis 12, verse 8, reading it one more time. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Again, that was Genesis 12, verse 8. Then notice in Genesis chapter 13, it also tells us in verse 4, specifically says, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Excuse me, reading all of verse 4, it says, to the place of the altar which he had made there at first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Notice this in chapters 12 and 13. It alludes to an altar Abram has built after he arrives in the land of Canaan. Abram builds an altar. In other words, he builds an altar and makes preparation and provision to worship and spend time with God at the altar. Now, you know, whether or not you specifically have an altar in your home, notice this, that Abram's building an altar is basically an illustration of the fact that Abram made great provision to make prayer and worship a critical part of his life. And, you know, you and I, as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we too are called to make prayer and worship a vital part of our lives. You know, we're wise to get up in the morning and take time to read his word, to praise and worship God. Why? First, because remember, God is worthy of any and everything we give to him. All of life is a gift, and we're to give thanks, praise, glory, and honor back to him. So, but also, as the Lord has directed us that we're to pray without ceasing, we're to live a life of prayer, seeking God, seeking to know him, to draw closer to him, to hear from him, to obey him, to follow him. So that's a critical part of our lives. So you and I are wise to build an altar in our lives as well. In other words, build a life and a lifestyle of prayer and worship to God. Father, thank you once again for eternal life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the privilege and the honor and the blessing of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for the privilege of being able to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for eternal life and health and strength. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, to walk with you each and every day in prayer and in your word. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to hear from you, to hear from heaven absolutely every single day. Lord, open our eyes and our heart to the fact that we can hear from you as much as we choose to. As we simply spend time with you in your word and in prayer, we can hear from you continually. Teach us and empower us to be a people that live lives full of prayer. Help us to be believers who live lives full of worship and praise and thanksgiving. Empower us to live lifestyles that are carried out just that way. Father, we're looking to you for the help to do it. Thank you for this opportunity. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. The theme is Bring an Awakening. And the number to call if you'd like to join in and be a part of our spring share-a-thon, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We're looking at the topic of lessons on prayer from the book of Genesis. And again, Abram, who became, of course, Abraham, is a good role model in many ways about a believer who sought God. Abraham did walk with God, and he did live a vital prayer life, even though, you know, many times when you hear messages or Bible studies on Abraham, you may not hear a whole lot about his prayer life, but it was a vital part of his life. You may recall the story also in the book of Genesis, the instance where specifically Abraham learns that Lot has been kidnapped by one of the local kings. And so Abraham comes to God in prayer. And specifically in Genesis chapter 18, it tells the story of how that Abraham intercedes for Sodom after learning that Lot and his family have been kidnapped by one of the local kings. Abraham says in Genesis chapter 18, starting at verse 16, it tells us these words. Then the men rose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city, would you also destroy the place and not spare it for 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? So the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Then Abraham answered and said, Indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous. Would you destroy all the city for lack of 5? So he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, Suppose there should be 40 found there. So he said, I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Indeed, now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there. And so he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then he said, Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. But once more, suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Now notice what a powerful story and exchange here between Abraham and the Lord. This is again chapter 18, verses 16 to the end of the chapter, verses 16 through 33. And so God has let Abraham know that he's going down to see and to observe what's going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham is immediately concerned because Abraham himself knows that those are two terribly wicked cities. And he's very much concerned for Lot and his family, his nephew Lot and Lot's family who are there in those cities. And so he begins to intercede in prayer for the cities, really on behalf of Lot. And he asks God, if you find 50, will you spare the cities? And God lets him know, I'll spare it for the sake of 50. And he comes down, well, what about 45, Lord? And then he comes down to the number 40, and then to 30, and then 20, and finally comes all the way down to the number 10. Now, keep in mind, God is listening to Abraham's prayer and intercession on behalf of the cities because of the sake of his nephew Lot and his family. And Abraham comes all the way down to the number 10. God is listening. God is hearing him. But Abraham, for whatever reason, he stops at 10. Now remember, God is listening to every word that Abraham prays. And God hears him when he comes down and he stops at 10. What if Abraham had come down to 1? Would God have spared the cities for the sake of that one person? Well, you know, the reality is this. God is listening to the prayers of Abraham. And had Abraham come all the way down to number 1, I believe very much so, God would have spared the cities because Abraham had prayed. Brothers and sisters, our prayers make all the difference in the world. We need to know your prayers make all the difference in the world every single day. Never underestimate the power and the importance of your prayers. Again, we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme is Bring an Awakening. The number to call in and to make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
I spend a good part of my day in the car because of my job, and so often I have little time to do anything else but ride around in my car. I really appreciate the fact that American Family Radio is about reporting the truth, regardless of whether or not it's the Democrats or the Republicans, that they are about the truth and about lifting up God's truth and God's word. I'm so thankful for this radio station.
My name's Rob, and I'm from Louisiana, and I've been listening to American Family Radio for about 10 years now. 2 years ago, my wife and I had a daughter named Madison, and Madison happened to have Down syndrome, and we had her for 7 months. She had open heart surgery, and she didn't make it, and she passed away at 7 months old, and she was a blessing. And she was a joy to have. And I'm very grateful for the 7 months that we had with her. And she was perfect in our eyes. And I'm very thankful for the message and the ministries that support the pro-life movement and the pro-life message that American Family Radio promotes and supports. And my wife and I, just causes us a lot of pain and anguish to think that other people out there that maybe might find out they're having a special needs child or a child with certain disabilities would choose abortion. And if Madison's story, you know, can be told and the one person would decide not to do that and realize the tremendous blessing and joy that special needs children are, it would be a blessing to us. And I just thank American Family Radio every day for their message and their faithfulness to God and trying to do what's right and promote the things that are good and holy in this day and age.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio, and we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme is Bring an Awakening. Our theme scripture comes from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11. Do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency, for our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Again, that's Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Again, the theme is Bring an Awakening, and we're asking that you'd pray with us throughout our 3 days of share-a-thon for the Lord to bless and prosper this event, to use it mightily for many to be saved, many to be encouraged and stirred in their faith, for the Lord to bring about a true awakening in the heart of every listener, and for the Lord to bring about an awakening in the church and an awakening in our nation as well. We very much need that. So thanks again for being a part of our spring share-a-thon. The number to call if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and mission of American Family Radio, you can call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We hope that you will be a part of our share-a-thon this spring. Amen. Our focus topic for today is lessons on prayer from the book of Genesis. And we've been looking at Genesis chapter 18, the powerful story of how that Abraham interceded on behalf of Sodom and Gomorrah. His goal was, of course, to save his nephew and his family. But Abraham stopped at the number 10. And had Abraham continued to the number 1, I believe he could have helped save the cities altogether. But he stopped at 10. And I want to remind you that every believer needs to recognize that our prayers make all the difference in the world. Now, God in his grace still did deliver Lot and his family. But sadly, his wife looked back, and specifically the Lord had told him, don't look back. But his wife turned and looked back and turned into a pillar of salt according to the word of God. So that's exactly what happened. But Lot and his daughters were saved from the city. So God in his grace took care of Lot in spite of the destruction of the cities. So keep in mind, your prayers make all the difference in the world. Well, in the book of Genesis chapter 27, another powerful story with some powerful insights about prayer is found. Specifically, chapter 27, beginning at verse 1. Before I read, let me share with you once again the number to call if you'd like to be a part of our spring share-a-thon and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and mission of AFR. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Now, in the book of Genesis, chapter 27, beginning at verse 1. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau his older son, and said to him, my son. And he answered him, here I am. Then he said, behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, Obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids from the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go. Get them for me. And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I've done just as you told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Isaac said to Jacob, please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. He said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. And his father said to him, who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me. Me also, O my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me, me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The day is of mourning for my father at hand, then I will kill my brother Jacob," through verse 41. Well, just in a nutshell, and let me share the number once again, the number to call in if you'd like to be a part of our spring share-a-thon. That number is 1-877-616-2396. Well, apparently, both Esau and Jacob recognized that their father Isaac was a great man of prayer. You know, early in chapter 25, it spoke of how that Rebekah was barren. And after Isaac prayed for Rebekah, not only did she have a child, she bore twins. Well, again, it was an indication of the power and the grace behind Isaac's prayer life. Well, apparently Jacob and Esau had observed that their dad was a mighty man of prayer, and they wanted their father's blessing. Well, the fact is now Jacob didn't have to be deceptive, but he was deceptive because he wanted his older brother's blessing. And of course, when Isaac blessed him, notice when Isaac prays, Isaac fully expects that what he prays for will come to pass. Now, I want you to really think on that. He fully expected what he prayed for to come to pass, and he prayed a mighty prayer of blessing on his son. Even though he thought it was the other son, but his prayer of blessing, he fully expected his son to receive that blessing. You and I are called to pray with great expectation because we serve a God that's more than able to hear and answer our prayers as we pray according to his word and his will. Pray with expectation. Expect that God will hear and answer. And the fact is, Isaac, even after he'd prayed for his sons, talked like the blessing was already bestowed upon his son or his sons because he had that much confidence in God hearing and answering his prayer. You and I are to pray with great expectation that God hears and answers our prayers as well. Again, the number once again, if you'd like to be a part of our spring share-a-thon, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We hope that you call in and be a part of our spring share-a-thon. Thanks again for listening. We've been looking at the topic, Lessons on Prayer from the Book of Genesis. Please continue to pray with us for our spring share-a-thon for the next couple days as we continue looking at the theme, Bring an Awakening. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.